Welcome to the Juris Tech Podcast. I am Dr. Donald Billings, and I am joined today by my AI assistant, Alice. Today, we're exploring a critical topic in law and technology, the impact of AI on paralegals in the United States. This discussion is based on recent research and a comprehensive literature review of how AI is changing paralegal work. Alice, thank you for co-hosting this academic discussion with me.
Thank you, Dr. Billings. I'm excited to delve into this topic.
Absolutely. Let's begin with some context and introduction. Over the past few years, artificial intelligence has rapidly become a transformative force in the legal profession, especially for paralegals. Not long ago, people were asking, will AI replace paralegals? Now the narrative is shifting towards, how can paralegals best work with AI? The literature suggests we're seeing AI augment legal work rather than outright replacing human roles. One major catalyst was the introduction of powerful generative AI models like OpenAI's GPT-4 around 2022 to 2023, which sparked serious discussions about automating routine legal tasks. By 2024, it's no longer just talk. Law firms have moved from speculation to implementation of AI in their daily workflow. Our review covers key themes: how widely AI is being adopted in legal practice, its effects on paralegal duties, ethical considerations, and the evolving skills paralegals will need in an AI-driven environment.
That's a great overview. In essence, we're examining a paradigm shift in the legal field. Early on, there were dire predictions. For example, analyses in 2023 suggested that a significant portion of legal tasks, up to 44%, could be automated by AI. One report even estimated that 40% of legal industry employees might eventually be replaced by AI technologies. Paralegal work, which involves a lot of research, document review, and information management, was identified as particularly susceptible to automation. Understandably, this caused concern about job displacement. However, as we'll discuss, reality is more nuanced than those initial numbers suggest.
Exactly. The emerging picture is that AI is changing the nature of paralegal work, not eliminating it. Before we dive into how roles are changing, let's talk about AI adoption in legal practice. How extensively are law firms using AI now?
The adoption of AI in law firms has accelerated dramatically from 2023 to 2024. We have some striking statistics. For instance, a 2023 survey by the American Bar Association found roughly one-third of law firms were using AI-based tools in some capacity. Fast forward to late 2024, and according to Clio's Legal Trends report, about 79% of legal professionals said their firms had adopted AI in some form. That's a jump from just 19% the year before. In other words, AI in the legal field went from a niche experiment to nearly mainstream in about a year. However, adoption isn't uniform. Only a small segment, around 8% of firms, reported using AI across their entire organization, whereas more than half of firms were at least experimenting with AI in some areas. This shows many firms are testing the waters, maybe using AI for specific tasks like e-discovery or legal research, before a full rollout.
Those numbers are impressive. It indicates a real transformation underway in how legal work gets done, and it's not hard to see why firms are eager to adopt AI. The efficiency gains are very clear. One report found that nearly three-quarters of tasks lawyers and staff bill for are potentially automatable by AI. Paralegals and support staff perform many of these tasks. In fact, an estimate cited in the literature was that over 80% of tasks done by legal assistants and paralegals could be handled by existing AI technologies, as compared to about 57% of lawyers' tasks. Routine activities like reviewing documents for facts, managing case information, or analyzing data are especially ripe for automation.
That points to why paralegals are at the forefront of this shift. If AI can handle so many support tasks quickly and accurately, it changes how paralegals allocate their time. It also has implications for law firm business models. For example, if an AI can do in seconds what a paralegal might bill hours for, the traditional billable hour model is disrupted. There's an example from JP Morgan's legal department. They developed an AI called Coin to review loan agreements, and it performed 360,000 hours worth of contract review work in mere seconds. When tasks that used to take weeks are cut down to minutes, firms start reconsidering how to charge clients, moving toward flat fees or value-based billing instead of hourly fees.
That's a fascinating point. AI not only changes work processes, but also pricing and client expectations. It's worth noting, many lawyers were initially cautious about AI. In early surveys, a majority of lawyers who hadn't yet adopted AI said they were unsure it will help, or they mistrusted its output. There were concerns about reliability and whether the technology was truly mature. By 2024, Some of that hesitation faded as successful use cases piled up, but it underscores that building trust in AI tools was a necessary step. Clients, on the other hand, have become another driving force for adoption. Rather than resisting AI, many clients expect law firms to use technology for efficiency. In Clio's 2024 survey, 70% of legal clients said they were neutral or preferred firms that use AI to be more efficient. Only about 30% would rather a firm not use AI. Clients appreciate faster turnaround and potentially lower costs from AI-assisted work. One tech-savvy law firm partner even described the situation as an arms race. No firm wants to be left behind using outdated methods. By 2024, half of surveyed law firms said that exploring or implementing AI was their number one strategic priority for improving client service and operations.
So, to summarize this segment, AI adoption is widespread and accelerating in the legal industry, particularly in the U.S. Most firms are at least trying out AI tools now, and paralegals are often the ones working directly with these new technologies. The push is coming from internal efficiency needs and external client expectations. Now, perhaps we should discuss some concrete examples. Dr. Billings, would you like to talk about a few case studies of how AI tools are being implemented in legal practice?
Certainly. Real-world examples really illustrate what these changes mean day-to-day. One early case was the AI Legal Research Assistant ROSS Intelligence. Back in 2017, the law firm Baker Hostetler hired ROSS to support its bankruptcy practice. Ross, built on IBM's Watson, could understand natural language questions and quickly retrieve relevant case law. Reports said Ross could answer legal research questions in a fraction of the time a human paralegal might take, turning a 10-hour task into 1 hour or less. The outcome wasn't that Baker Hostetler fired all their researchers, but they did slow down hiring new junior paralegals, and they let their existing paralegals focus on more complex analytics. This showed early on that AI can effectively shoulder the heavy lifting of research and free up humans for higher level tasks.
That's a landmark example. Ross was eventually discontinued in 2020 due to a legal dispute, but it opened the door for a wave of new AI research tools. By 2023, several major firms like DLA Piper, Oric, and others started using advanced AI platforms such as Casetext CoCounsel or Lexis Plus AI, which leverage GPT-4 and other large language models. These tools don't just pull up cases. They can draft memos, summarize documents, and even help spot legal arguments by sifting through huge databases of law. For example, Allen and Overy, a global firm, introduced an AI assistant called Harvey to thousands of their lawyers and staff in 2023. Early reports from that deployment indicated first draft documents that once took hours could be prepared in minutes. Paralegals and attorneys could then spend more time on strategy and advising clients, iterating on those drafts rather than writing from scratch.
Another area where AI has been transformative is e-discovery and document review. Consider litigation discovery, reviewing thousands or even millions of documents for relevance in a case. AI-driven e-discovery software, sometimes called predictive coding, has been around for over a decade, but it's become far more powerful recently. One often cited example: in 2011, a tech firm called Blackstone Discovery used AI to review 1.5 million documents in just 2 days for a legal case. Without AI, a team of paralegals would have needed weeks or months to do that manually. Not only was the AI dramatically faster, but it reportedly outperformed humans in accuracy for identifying relevant documents. By 2024, such AI tools for document review are commonplace, especially in large cases. The role of the paralegal here has shifted to working with these systems, training the AI by feeding it sample documents, validating its results, and focusing their human expertise on the subset of documents the AI flags as complex or uncertain. In practice, one skilled paralegal using a good e-discovery platform can accomplish what might have taken a whole team in the past.
Those productivity gains are remarkable. We should also mention contract analysis and management, especially in big corporate law deals. A case study from Clifford Chance, a major global firm, showed that adopting an AI tool for contract review during mergers and acquisitions due diligence cut 30% of the hours that junior associates and paralegals had to spend on those reviews. The AI would automatically flag key clauses, spot inconsistencies, and highlight potential risks across hundreds of contracts. That let the human team concentrate on critical issues and judgment calls, rather than slogging through every clause. Similarly, JP Morgan's legal department's AI, Coin, which you mentioned earlier, was capable of handling 12,000 commercial loan contracts a year, saving an estimated 360,000 hours of legal work annually. This example is often cited in legal tech literature as evidence of the astounding efficiency gains AI can bring. For paralegals working on contracts, AI tools can swiftly extract and summarize important information, like parties, dates, obligations, termination clauses, from lengthy agreements. Tasks that used to require countless hours of careful reading can now be done in a fraction of the time.
We should also address the rise of generative AI for drafting and even client communication. Lately, firms have been experimenting with AI like GPT-4 to draft legal documents or assist in writing emails to clients. There's a now famous cautionary tale from early 2023. A New York attorney used ChatGPT to help write a legal brief, but the AI fabricated case citations that the attorney didn't catch. He ended up submitting a brief to court with non-existent precedents, which led to embarrassment and sanction. That incident was a stark reminder. While AI can draft text that looks confident, human verification is absolutely crucial. Many law offices took note of that and have since developed strict protocols. Now, paralegals and junior lawyers might use AI to generate a first draft of, say, a contract or a motion, but then an experienced attorney must carefully review and edit that draft. When used properly with oversight, generative AI is a powerful aid. I know of a litigation firm that used an AI assistant to help draft deposition summaries. A paralegal would input the transcript, the AI would produce a concise summary, and then the paralegal would refine and double-check it. This cut the time needed for summarizing depositions by more than half. These examples show that, managed well, AI tends to augment paralegal work rather than replace it. Firms that invested early in these tools gained efficiency, but still rely on human judgment for quality control and complex decisions.
Right. The pattern we see from all these case studies, whether it's legal research, e-discovery, contract review, or document drafting, is augmentation. AI handles the heavy, repetitive tasks, and paralegals shift toward oversight, interpretation, and adding the human touch. This is a good lead-in to our next part of the discussion. How is all this AI implementation impacting paralegal roles and responsibilities? Perhaps we should break down which specific tasks are being automated and what new tasks or roles paralegals are taking on.
Great idea. Let's examine the impacts on paralegal roles and task automation. Traditionally, paralegals perform a broad range of support tasks: legal research, site checking, drafting documents, organizing case files, managing evidence, interviewing clients for factual information, and so on. Now, AI technologies can handle many components of these tasks, especially anything routine, rules-based, or involving large volumes of data. Alice, can you outline some key paralegal functions that AI is now able to perform or significantly assist with?
Certainly. Based on studies and reported implementations, several core paralegal tasks are readily automated or enhanced by AI: document review and information extraction. AI algorithms excel at scanning documents for relevant content. They can identify names, dates, legal terms, and find specific clauses or keywords across thousands of pages. For instance, if you need to find every instance of a particular clause in a stack of contracts, AI can do that in seconds, a task that used to require painstaking manual review by paralegals. Legal research. As we discussed with tools like Ross or CoCounsel, AI can handle the first pass of legal research. A paralegal can pose a question in plain language, and the AI will retrieve case law or statutes that might be relevant, often with citations, in a matter of moments. This doesn't eliminate the need for human verification and deeper analysis, but it dramatically cuts down the time spent finding the raw material. Summarizing and drafting documents. Generative AI can produce summaries of long texts, like deposition transcripts or lengthy reports, and can even draft routine legal documents by filling in templates. Paralegals, especially in litigation, have started using AI summary tools to condense things like medical records or discovery responses into concise reports for attorneys. Similarly, AI can draft a standard contract or a simple pleading based on parameters given, which the paralegal can then refine. Data management and case management. Many paralegals coordinate case timelines, deadlines, and organize large sets of files. Modern case management software with AI can automate deadline calculations, send reminders, and even smart tag or categorize documents and emails in the case file. Tasks like organizing correspondence or filing documents, once entirely manual, can now be semi-automated with AI classification. Citation checking and compliance. There are AI tools for automatically checking whether a cited case is still good law. Think of what shepherdizing does. Instead of manually verifying each citation, paralegals can let the AI flag any cases that have negative treatment or are overruled. Also, AI can help cross-check regulatory requirements for compliance tasks, useful for paralegals dealing with corporate filings or due diligence. Those are some of the major areas. Collectively, these encompass a large portion of typical paralegal work.
And the efficiency difference is staggering. One estimate in the literature was that As much as 69% of paralegals' routine billable hours could be handled by current automation technology. In other words, for a lot of what paralegals traditionally do, a machine can do 2/3 of it, or more, faster, or at lower cost. I recall a technologist calculated that for every 10 paralegals in a firm, 4 to 5 of them could potentially be replaced by AI in the next decade, based on the share of work that's automatable. That sounds alarming on its face. However, and this is crucial, this does not mean law firms are firing 40 to 50% of their paralegals overnight. Instead, what we're seeing is a gradual shift in how paralegals spend their time and what skills are emphasized. The role is evolving rather than evaporating.
Exactly. Rather than a sudden purge of paralegal positions, most firms are redefining paralegal roles. As AI takes over the grunt work, paralegals are moving into higher level tasks that AI cannot easily do. We see paralegals focusing more on analytical, managerial, and interpersonal responsibilities, essentially the tasks requiring human judgment, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence. A common new responsibility is oversight of AI outputs. For example, if an AI document review tool flags 5% of documents as needing human attention, the paralegal will concentrate on those. Paralegals are becoming the quality control checkpoint. They have to review AI-generated research memos for accuracy, catch any misinterpretations, and make sure contextual nuances are taken into account. One experienced paralegal was quoted saying that AI can draw connections across case law, but it cannot interpret those results in context the way a human can for a specific case. Paralegals bring that context and understanding, ensuring the AI's findings make sense in the real-world scenario.
That quote really highlights the complementary relationship between AI and human expertise. AI is great at processing and pattern matching, but it lacks true understanding of a client's unique situation or the subtleties of a case. The paralegal's insight is still essential to interpret and apply the information appropriately. We also see entirely new hybrid roles emerging. Some firms now have titles like legal automation specialist or paralegal technologist. In these roles, a paralegal might spend part of their time configuring AI systems, maintaining legal databases, or training colleagues on new tech tools. They act as a bridge between the IT department and the legal team. In fact, a recent Thomson Reuters study found 85% of respondents believe that integrating AI will require adding new roles and skills to legal teams. Tech-savvy paralegals are stepping up to fill that gap by becoming in-house experts on legal tech.
And what about overall employment trends? It's a complex picture. On one hand, some entry-level or routine-heavy paralegal jobs might diminish over time due to automation. For example, a law firm might hire fewer junior paralegals specifically for document review or basic research if those tasks are largely automated or outsourced to specialized service providers. On the other hand, the paralegals that are hired or retained are now expected to have a higher skill level and are being given more significant responsibilities that AI cannot handle. In other words, AI is raising the bar for the paralegal profession rather than simply cutting its numbers. We've heard some law firm leaders say they aren't looking to replace paralegals with AI. Instead, they want to save time and increase efficiency, which is actually the same goal paralegals have. By offloading drudgery to machines, paralegals can devote attention to more valuable aspects of legal work. So the net effect is an upskilling. The role becomes a bit more advanced and integrated with technology.
Well said. This aligns with what many experts describe as AI complementing, not replacing the human element in law. Paralegals remain crucial, but their day-to-day job description is shifting. They ensure the AI is used properly and fill in the gaps of what technology can't do, like providing empathy, exercising judgment, and maintaining client relationships. Now, no discussion of AI in legal practice would be complete without addressing ethical considerations. The integration of AI brings up significant ethical questions, especially concerning a paralegal's duties of confidentiality, accuracy. Let's talk about those. Alice, what do you see as the primary ethical issues with AI use in paralegal work?
There are several key ethical considerations that both paralegals and attorneys are grappling with as AI becomes part of legal workflows. Client confidentiality and privacy. Paralegals, like lawyers, must protect client confidentiality. Using AI tools, particularly cloud-based services, raises questions about where the client's data is going. For example, if you use an online AI platform to summarize a confidential document, is that data now stored on an external server? Who might have access to it? These are critical concerns. Many law firms have responded by creating policies. They might require that any sensitive data be anonymized or stripped of identifying details before inputting into an AI. Or they opt for AI solutions that run on-premises, in-house, so data doesn't leave the firm. Legal professionals like Rachel Royal, a certified paralegal who writes on this topic, emphasize that ethical use of AI has to be a top priority in the legal field precisely because of confidentiality. Paralegals must ensure no privileged information is inadvertently exposed when using these tools. Some AI vendors now even offer contracts promising data privacy or features for local data processing to address this issue. Accuracy and AI hallucinations. We touched on this with the fake case citation incident. AI systems, especially generative ones, can sometimes produce incorrect or completely fabricated information. In law, accuracy is paramount, and there's a duty of candor to the court. It's ethically unacceptable to submit incorrect information, so paralegals must never blindly trust AI output. The best practice emerging is to treat AI's work product as a first draft or suggestion, not a final answer. Everything that AI produces should be verified by a human. In fact, Ms. Royal, whom I mentioned, described how in her experiments with ChatGPT, she would explicitly ask the AI if it was providing real sources or making them up. And sometimes the AI would actually admit it fabricated a citation. This clearly shows why you must check everything. The consensus among experts is that AI requires human oversight and clearly drawn boundaries regarding its use. Paralegals using AI need to double-check research results, thoroughly review AI-drafted documents, and ensure no critical nuance is lost. It's ultimately a human responsibility to ensure the final work is accurate and ethical. Bias and fairness. AI systems can inadvertently reflect biases present in their training data. In a legal context, this could lead to skewed outputs. Imagine an AI tool trained on historical case data that might underrepresent certain groups or favor certain outcomes because of past biases. Or a language model that associates certain roles with specific genders, like assuming a paralegal is always female and a lawyer is male. Paralegals need to be aware of these potential biases when they interpret AI outputs. It's an ethical issue if we let AI reinforce stereotypes or discrimination. The solution is having diverse teams review AI recommendations and always corroborating important decisions with independent human judgment. Essentially, use AI's suggestions carefully and consciously. Guard against biased reasoning. Unauthorized practice of law, UPL, and role clarity. Paralegals must work under attorney supervision and cannot give legal advice themselves. AI muddies the waters a bit. If an AI generates a legal recommendation or a draft, that is essentially advising a client who is practicing law. We have to ensure that AI isn't used in a way that bypasses the attorney's oversight. The general guidance is that any output from an AI that could be considered legal advice must be reviewed and adopted by a licensed attorney. A paralegal using AI should never send out AI-generated advice directly to a client without an attorney's approval. Doing so could violate UPL regulations and professional rules. So clear protocols are needed. Paralegals can use AI to assist, but attorneys must supervise and take responsibility for the final work product. Duty of technological competence. This is a more general ethical duty that has emerged. The ABA model rules, comment 8 to rule 1.1, basically say lawyers should keep abreast of relevant technology. That implies that legal teams, including paralegals, are expected to understand the tech they use. If you use an AI tool without understanding its limits or how it works, that could be seen as a lapse in competence. Many firms now include AI training in their professional development, set internal guidelines for using AI, for example, requiring disclosure to a supervising attorney for any AI use in client work, and they monitor how these tools are used. Ethically, paralegals need to be properly trained in any AI tools they use and stay updated as the technology evolves. In summary, the ethical landscape requires caution and human accountability. Paralegals have to maintain confidentiality, verify AI outputs diligently, avoid overstepping into unauthorized advice, and generally use AI in a way that upholds the high standards of the legal profession. AI should be viewed as an assistant working under human guidance, not an autonomous lawyer.
That's an excellent summary of the ethical considerations. The overarching theme is clear. No matter how advanced AI becomes, human judgment and responsibility remain paramount in legal work. Paralegals are often on the front lines of using these AI tools, so they must be vigilant. They need to catch AI's mistakes, protect sensitive information, and ensure that the use of technology stays within ethical bounds. Now, let's shift to our final major topic, skill evolution and the future of the paralegal profession in light of AI. With all these changes we've discussed, automation of tasks, new roles, ethical duties, What skills will paralegals need to thrive in the next decade? How should current and aspiring paralegals prepare themselves?
The rise of AI is certainly reshaping the skill set required for paralegals. As routine tasks become automated, uniquely human skills and advanced technical know-how become more valuable. Here are some key areas of skill development for paralegals moving forward. Technical proficiency. Modern paralegals are increasingly expected to be comfortable with technology, especially legal tech and AI tools. You don't need to be a programmer, but you should know how to effectively use e-discovery software, document management systems, AI research platforms, etc. For example, knowing how to craft a good query for a legal AI tool, or how to train an AI system with sample data, can be very advantageous. There's evidence that this is becoming standard. One survey found 77% of legal professionals expect AI to highly or transformationally affect their work in the next 5 years. That implies tomorrow's paralegals must treat AI as a normal part of their toolkit. Training programs and paralegal education are already adding legal tech components to help with this. Paralegals who can demonstrate skill in using AI-enabled tools might even have an edge in the job market as firms look for people who can drive efficiency improvements from day one. Critical thinking and complex problem solving. When AI takes over straightforward tasks, paralegals will spend more time on the hard questions. Skills in legal reasoning, issue spotting, and creative problem solving become even more crucial. One commentary noted that AI struggles with novel or complex legal issues that require creativity and true judgment. Paralegals will be expected to handle those gray areas. For instance, figuring out how a new set of facts fits into existing law, or reconciling conflicting information, which AI can't reliably do. So, being able to analyze and synthesize information is key. Instead of just finding relevant cases, which an AI might do for you, you'll need to determine how those cases apply to your situation and build a legal argument around that. That's high-level work where human insight is irreplaceable. Communication and interpersonal skills. As AI handles more back-end tasks, paralegals may find themselves with more time for direct client interaction and collaborating with attorneys. Soft skills like empathy, active listening, and clear communication become even more important. Paralegals often serve as liaisons between clients and lawyers, and that role will continue. Being able to reassure a nervous client, explain legal processes in plain language, or just build trust is something AI cannot do. Also, paralegals might need to interpret AI outputs to others. For example, explaining to a supervising attorney what an AI's analysis means in practical terms. Strong written communication remains vital too, since paralegals will review and polish AI-generated drafts to ensure they read clearly and appropriately for the audience. Project management and strategic thinking. As paralegals oversee more of the workflow, with AI doing subsets of tasks, project management becomes a valuable skill. This includes prioritizing tasks, tracking deadlines, and coordinating between different team members and technologies. A paralegal who can think strategically about how to divide work between AI tools and the human team will excel. In fact, some firms involve senior paralegals in decisions about which AI tools to adopt and how to implement them, essentially inviting them to contribute to the firm's innovation strategy. So understanding the big picture and workflow design is a skill to cultivate. Adaptability and continuous learning. The AI landscape changes quickly. Tools that are cutting edge today might be obsolete in a couple of years. Therefore, paralegals must be adaptable and committed to continuous learning. You have to be ready to learn new software, update your processes, and even unlearn old habits. Industry groups encourage this. Paralegals are being urged to attend legal tech conferences, like ILTACON, for example, and pursue certifications in legal technology. It's becoming normal to periodically train on new systems. One expert quipped that instead of resisting change as if resistance is futile, paralegals should welcome AI as a valuable assistant and be prepared to update their skills as needed. In other words, embrace the mindset of an agile learner. In addition to these broad skill areas, experts offer some practical advice for paralegals to future-proof their careers. They suggest paralegals should embrace AI as a tool rather than seeing it as a threat. Use it to eliminate drudge work and take on more meaningful projects. Seeking out training opportunities on specific AI tools is also advised. Many software providers or professional associations have webinars or courses. Furthermore, strengthening one's domain knowledge in the law is valuable. The more you deeply understand the legal field you're working in, the better you'll be at guiding AI tools and spotting when the AI might be off target. Another point is to focus on ethics and judgment. Paralegals can become the go-to persons for ensuring AI is used responsibly, essentially the ethical compass of a team. And of course, doubling down on soft skills like client service, teamwork, communication remains important because those human-centric tasks are the least likely to be automated.
That's an excellent rundown. It sounds like the paralegal of the future is a tech-savvy, highly analytical professional who's also a strong communicator and ethical guardian. This evolution is already happening. In fact, legal industry leaders generally agree that paralegal jobs aren't going to vanish. They will continue to transform. One survey found 72% of legal professionals view AI's impact on their field positively, and 85% believe it will lead to new types of jobs and skill needs rather than just eliminating roles. That's very encouraging. It suggests that most in the field see AI creating opportunities for those who adapt. The question, will AI replace paralegals, is indeed giving way to how can paralegals best work with AI? We're even seeing some forward-looking law firms investing more in their paralegals as a result of AI, offering tech training, involving paralegals in AI governance committees, and expanding their career pathway. These firms realize that to leverage the synergy between human expertise and artificial intelligence, they need well-trained paralegals who can harness AI effectively.
Absolutely. Rather than cutting paralegal staff, savvy firms are elevating them. The evidence suggests that paralegals who work effectively with AI become more valuable than ever to their organizations. They can deliver results faster, handle more cases at once, and help their firms innovate. In a way, AI is becoming every paralegal's assistant, taking care of the heavy lifting while the paralegal focuses on what humans do best.
That brings us to our conclusion. Summarizing our discussion, the impact of AI on paralegals in the U.S. legal sector, as of 2024, is profound, but it's not apocalyptic. AI is reshaping paralegal work primarily through automating routine tasks, which leads to greater efficiency and productivity. We've seen how law firms rapidly adopted AI tools for tasks like legal research, document review, contract analysis, and initial drafting, often achieving time savings of 30 to 50% or more in those areas. Paralegals find themselves at the center of this transformation because so many of their traditional duties align with tasks that AI can automate. However, and this is key, instead of making paralegals obsolete, AI is altering the nature of their role. Paralegals are being freed from the most menial parts of the job and are taking on more analytical, supervisory, and interpersonal duties. They ensure AI's outputs are accurate, provide the context and judgment that AI lacks, and maintain the human connection with clients and the justice system. In essence, AI is a powerful assistant to the paralegal, handling information processing at scale, while the paralegal guides the process, checks the work, and adds empathy and critical thinking. The firms that use AI well are not eliminating paralegals. Rather, they're repositioning them to do higher value work. This aligns with expert opinions we cited that stress AI should complement, not replace, human judgment in law. We also covered how ethical considerations, like confidentiality and accuracy, though challenging, are manageable with proper training and guidelines. Staying abreast of AI has even become part of being a competent legal professional now, and we talked about the evolving skill set. Paralegals need a blend of technical savvy, critical thinking, and strong people skills to thrive alongside AI. In summary, the relationship between AI and paralegals is not a zero-sum game. It's a growing partnership. As the legal industry continues to integrate AI, paralegals who adapt are poised to play key roles in delivering efficient, high-quality, and ethically sound legal services. Far from rendering them redundant, AI is actually helping evolve the paralegal profession to a higher level of expertise and responsibility.
Well said, Dr. Billings. The takeaway for our listeners is that AI is a tool that, when used wisely, enhances the paralegal profession. Those in the field should view AI as a partner that can handle the tedious tasks, allowing them to focus on insight, strategy, and client service. The future paralegal will be someone who can leverage technology and also bring indispensable human judgment and ethics to the table.
I agree completely. It's an exciting time to be in the legal field, especially for paralegals who are willing to learn and grow with technology. That concludes our discussion for today. Thank you, Alice, for your valuable contributions throughout this conversation.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could assist in shedding light on this topic.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the JurisTech podcast. We hope you found this exploration of AI's impact on paralegals informative and thought-provoking. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue examining how technology is shaping the future of law. Until next time, this is Dr. Donald Billings and Alice signing off.